this year is the 20th anniversary of the AmeriCorps program, and Michigan, throughout the state, we're doing regional service projects. There are five of them. Ours is in Marquette on Saturday. And what we're doing is partnering with the Moosewood Nature Center and the Superior Watershed Partnership to do some projects around town. Right. Superior Watershed, we're going to pick up trash and keep stuff from going into the lake.
You mentioned that this is the 20th anniversary of the AmeriCorps program. What a little bit of detail is the AmeriCorps program?
AmeriCorps is a national service program. Members serve for a year or more. They get a living stipend and work. We're working with our program in the schools, doing literacy tutoring. We've got people working with foreclosure prevention and basically all around the country. So it's a national service program. Sometimes they call it the Domestic Peace Corps.
Okay. Well, I can see that. Andrew Beck with us this morning, Executive Director of Moosewood Nature Center. And, well, Andrew, how did Moosewood get involved with this, and what have you got in the works for this particular endeavor?
Well, we got involved by being invited. We're delighted to be involved. The AmeriCorps Service Project contacted us and asked us if we had a project that would be suitable for their troops, so to speak, to come and do some good community service. And Moosewood does have something for us to do.
And what will be going on?
Well, Moosewood is going to build a nature's discovery play area. So it's a playground without all the traditional slides and merry-go-rounds and monkey bars. It's a natural play area with logs and sticks, and we're going to create a beaver lodge for that children can crawl in and out of. And it'll all be done using natural materials that were donated and on the grounds of Moosewood.
It sounds actually very interesting, like an interesting concept to get kids outside and playing. We build them the playground of being outside, but that's, I guess, the way things could go this time around. But Diane, from the standpoint of the project, who's involved here locally? What group are you working with specifically? Who are the troops, so to speak?
The troops are our AmeriCorps group, and then we have Superior Watershed Partnership. Which is partnering with the city of Marquette for a lot of wetlands projects, Moosewood. And basically, we've gone out and asked for community volunteers. We're right now hoping to have about 50 people.
Okay.
We will have the executive director of the Michigan Community Service Corporation, Jenna Holmes, is coming up to participate in our kickoff and be involved. It's kind of a major promotion event for AmeriCorps. And just to promote community service and getting people involved.
Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Diane Jarvie, the representative with AmeriCorps. Andrew Beck is also with us, executive director of the Moosewood Nature Center. And Diane, a key thing here is that you're looking for community folks to step up. You're still looking for volunteers, and they can still get involved.
They can. We're inviting anybody that would still be interested in coming out. We will be meeting at the Marisa Building on Ohio Street at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. The Aubrey's is providing lunch for the volunteers. We will meet there and then divide into teams and go to the various spots. Program goes until about 4. We'll break for lunch.
So the spots are, again, it's Moosewood, and then you've got another project that's going on where?
With Superior Watershed Partnership, we're doing a cleanup of the area, the bike path around Whitestone Brook, and then also the triangle area down by the YMCA and that area there.
Okay.
Just to get trash and get them prepared for all of the work that they're going to be doing this summer. We're also need to make sure that we acknowledge the city of Marquette, because the Superior Watershed Partnership programs that they're working with are in conjunction with the city of Marquette. So a lot of it's prep work, since we can't really plant yet.
And again, we won't get into that conversation, because we know that the nice weather is going to be here soon enough. But again, Andrew, then the project at Moosewood that's coming up, that is for the kids, or at least an outdoor activity area. It sounds pretty interesting project.
Yeah, it's right outside the back of our nature center, and it's going to be totally accessible to any person. We're going to have four or five different stations. There's a digging station. There's a station using tree cookies, which are, you know, sawn off logs that are, you know, manageable by children. Those materials were donated, a huge pile of wood chips by the Hoover Tree Service this past weekend, which was a wonderful thing. A lot of the materials for this project at Moosewood have been donated by local merchants. That makes this possible. We also have another area at Moosewood that's going to be worked on this weekend. It's a pollinator garden that is a service learning project by North Star Academy. So the North Star Pollinator Garden, in conjunction with Moosewood, will also be developed by the AmeriCorps volunteers that we have on site.
Well, I have to say that this really in particular sounds like you've gotten a lot of the community, from volunteers to the business community to the government to municipalities, all involved in this project, which is a good sign that you're getting this community involvement.
It's really exciting to have the number of people involved as we have, because that's the whole idea behind AmeriCorps, is community service. And anytime that we can do anything to promote that and get more people involved, it's one of our goals.
So if people want to take part in this, they want to find out more, or what should they do?
They could go to the Marisa website, which is marisa.org. It will have all of the information. Click on the AmeriCorps service project.
Okay. And then also show up Saturday.
And show up Saturday.